Hello, and welcome to our June Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm so glad you're on the call. I'm Cindy O'Neill Davey, the founder and chief connector at Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our quarterly educational series for networking mastery skill shops. Our Exceptional Speaker Bonus Calls highlight our monthly spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our ECN community and beyond. So this month, I am super excited to be highlighting Kay Miller. Kay was our 20-minute spotlight speaker at our June 11, 2019 ECN Luncheon, and we're very excited to have her share her informative and thought-provoking talk on how to gain an uncopyable advantage over your competition. So to set the expectation on this call, Kay has generously agreed to share with us for the next 20, 25 minutes, and we will then open up the call for Q&A. So be sure to write down your questions and save them until after Kay's talk. So we'll plan to finish up by 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and do stay on until the end of the call, and we'll be sharing with our listeners ways to connect with Kay as well as exciting opportunities being offered in our ECN community. Kay Miller is a graduate of Washington State University and has enjoyed a very successful sales career. She's a partner in her family's marketing consulting business, and her husband, Steve, is the author of the number one bestseller, Amazon bestseller, Uncopyable, How to Create an Unfair Advantage Over Your Competition. So the content she's going to be shared with us is something that is near and dear to her heart as well as her husband's. So if you're tired of competing on price, frustrated with lackluster marketing results, or longing for a clear competitive advantage, this bonus call is for you. It's my pleasure to turn this call over to the fun, entertaining, and insightful Kay Miller. Take it away, Kay.
Wow, I'm fun and entertaining. That's a great. I love that part of the intro. I did have the pleasure of talking to the ECN group last week, and they were such a great group of people. And I know some of you will be on the call that were there, and some of you are new. But I was so impressed with the energy of the room, how supportive everyone was, and also willing to laugh at my jokes. So that was really great. I was invited on to speak based partly, mostly maybe, on my husband's book or the topic of that book, which is How to Be Uncopyable in Your Marketing. So I've been married to this guy, Steve Miller, and we didn't talk about that, but yes, we constantly get asked, is he the Steve Miller? Fly like an eagle? No, unfortunately not, but he's actually, one time he got a super plush hotel suite because they thought he was the other Steve Miller. And actually, the other Steve Miller lives in the Northwest, so do we, so kind of interesting trivia. But his book has been just phenomenal as far as helping people with their marketing. A lot of small businesses, that's really our passion and our heart, and I know that's, you know, most of you. Because you can make, you know, you have the ability to respond, to make decisions, and follow through on things when you're a small business owner that you can't when you're part of a bigger corporation. So there are some really fun things you can do and very profitable things, and I want to give you a few of them. And I think I mentioned when I was speaking at ECN that, you know, a lot of times you hear speakers and you think, wow, they were so great. What a great speaker. What a good orator. But then you think, okay, what did I learn? What will I do differently afterwards? And it doesn't always mean that there's a great result. So I am hoping to be a good speaker, but my big goal and plan for this call is to give you a few things that you really will remember and take into consideration. So I know the book, Uncopyable, How to Create an Unfair Advantage Over Your Competition, I'm sure just as well as Steve. And I apologize if you heard this little joke last week, but you know what they say, behind every successful man is a surprised mother-in-law. So it's a little twist on the saying that you expect. And it's funny because Steve was actually unemployed when we got married, but he's gone on to be very successful, and it's really been cool for us to work together, partly because we have a daughter who's now 26, and I was able to spend tons of time with her growing up and really be an involved parent. So that was very exciting. Cindy also has something very exciting, and that is that she's got a new grandchild, 15 months old. And that's a very exciting time, and it leads me into the way I want to kind of open this up, and that is to talk about something we all know, potty training. So that's going to be coming up for Cindy's little one, and I have a story about when I was being potty trained, and I actually don't remember the story, but my mom loved to tell it. And she said every time I would, you know, I got to the age of three or whatever, every time I would go to the bathroom in the toilet, she would look into the toilet and point and say, "Good girl, good girl." So next time, you know, I'd go and she'd, "Good girl, good girl." Until one day I said, went to my mom and said, "I have to go, good girl." So all the time she thought she was praising me, I thought she was explaining what was in the toilet. So I get a kick out of that. But it's something that I think about because as kids, especially women, I know a lot of your listeners are women, but men too, you know, we're trained to be good girl and a good boy and to fit in and to be manageable and not make waves. That's kind of our training, and as we're older, we're in school, you know, we want to fit in. We want to wear what everybody else is wearing. We don't want to stand out. But then as business owners, business marketers, we need to be different. We need to stand out. And so I think sometimes it pushes us out of the comfort zone that's been ingrained in us, and that we really have to fight and remember, I need to be different. I need to stand out, and I'm going to find ways to do that. So today we are going to explore, you know, what can give you an uncopyable advantage over the competition? And if you can find something that's unique, that you can say about your business that no one else can say, then you have a unique advantage, and you're on your way to making it uncopyable. As you listen to what I'm talking about, remember that it's often not your product or service that makes you uncopyable. It's usually something else. It could be your personality, your connection, what you do for people that no one else does or no one else can. Those are the things you're going to look for, because maybe we're in a company where other people sell that same product, MLM, direct marketing. You probably sell something that people can get elsewhere. So you need to have an advantage that doesn't relate to what everyone else has to sell. Now I'm going to be talking about the book Uncopyable. Some people at the, you know, a lot of people who attended the meeting bought a copy from me. It's available on Amazon, and you could just, if you type in the word uncopyable, you will find the book, because it's the only thing called uncopyable. So I really suggest you do that, and at the end of my little presentation, I will also give you some other links that are free that you can explore and get some additional information. I am going to start out with something called the Marketing Diamond, and this is in the book, and it is also available online. Just remember, the book is uncopyable. If you go to uncopyablethebook.com, you will find the Marketing Diamond, which is covered in the book. After my program, Cindy asked for some aha moments, and at least one person said, "Man, that Marketing Diamond is brilliant." Now, we don't have a visual, and I'm a visual person, so I will try to explain it, but if this intrigues you, please either get the book or go to uncopyablethebook.com. The Marketing Diamond breaks marketing into four M's. Number one is market. Number two is message. Number three is media. Number four is moment. So we've got market, message, media, and moment. The problem is most people, most marketers, business owners, jump to number three, which is the media. And this is something that we call the shiny object syndrome. and you see someone doing something like on social media when Facebook Live was really hot, or you know, Twitter or Periscope or all these different things come up, and it's so tempting to say, oh my gosh, I should be doing that. You know, someone else is using this. Oh, Instagram, they're getting a lot of followers on Instagram. But you need to resist the temptation to look at the media and go back to number one, which is your market. That's something that we, in the uncopyable language, call your moose. And that's really important. I hope that by the end you will remember that. Think of your target market as your moose. And if you were to go to hunt moose, let's say you wanted to go moose hunting, you know, if you went, you would first of all decide where are the moose going to hang out. They're probably not in Arizona or California, you know, or Texas. You want to go north, you want to go to Montana, you want to go to Canada. You want to go to where they are. You want to learn about them and what they want, how they behave, even their language maybe, a moose call or moose bait, and that's where you're going to start. And from there, you'll determine a message and then eventually the media, the way that will be delivered. So number one key point that I want you to remember is start with your market. Let's call those your moose, and don't get caught up in the shiny object syndrome. One way to remind you to think about your moose is something else toilet related. And this is kind of unusual. I've got two potty subjects together here. But toilet paper. There are some people that have when they put the toilet paper on the dispenser, the toilet paper comes out the bottom. Now, I don't think very many people do that, and I think that frankly is the wrong way to do it. I think the toilet paper should come off over the top. But the fact is, some people have it over the bottom, some people have it over the top. Why does this matter? Because the more you know about your moose, your target, the better you can market to them. And we all get caught up. I'm guilty of this too. Let's talk about why we're so great, why we're better, why we just talk about ourselves. Toilet paper is a reminder that it's not about us when we're marketing, it's about them. And by golly, when you sit down to use toilet paper, I hope that sometimes you think about, oh yeah, it's about my moose. It's about what do I know about them? How well do I know them? How can I use that to market to them in a better way? Now, Cindy asked me during the program to have some networking nuggets. And the first one, we're going to move on a little bit from the market and the moose to what you are delivering versus your competition. So here's a saying that I hope that is very memorable. Competition doesn't breed innovation. Competition breeds conformity. It's so apparent when you look out at a lot of different products and services. I showed a napkin from Alaska Airlines that had all the things Alaska does for their flyers. None of them are unique. I showed some websites for some food safety testing that Steve just worked with this company. All the websites look the same. They're all identical. You want to be different. You don't want to be the good girl. You want to be, or the good boy, you want to stand out and be different. Basically, you want to look at what everyone else is doing and don't do it. That is really a powerful quote, a powerful statement. If you're if you're considering something as a tool or a slogan or a color or anything, look around at your competition. If they are doing it, don't do it. The hotel industry it's so entertaining to see how back in the day, one of the hotels, I think it was the Westin, came out with a heavenly bed. Now all the big, nicer hotels have premium beds. Well, then they put a coffee maker in the room. You don't have to call room service anymore. You can just make your own coffee. They all have coffee makers. Now the latest thing I've noticed is curved shower rods, which I find hard to believe is a big advantage for that many people. But they copy each other. They're all the same. They all just look the same. So that is exactly what you want to do the opposite of. You want to stand out. You want to know about your customer. You want to know how they know them so well. You know if they put the toilet paper over or under. And then you want to provide yourself and your solution as something that they cannot get anywhere else. When we talk about the hotels, you hear the phrase, think outside the box. Well, in Uncopyable, we say, don't just think outside the box, build your own box. So again, go beyond the product or service and think about how you can make your solution an advantage. We talked a little bit about Disneyland. Now, when I asked the group last week, what do you think of what is Disneyland's slogan? And someone said, it's the happiest place on earth. And I remember when I was there many years ago with our daughter Kelly, and she looked at me, and she's probably 7 years old, and she said, Mom, this really is the happiest place on earth. So what are they? They're really an amusement park. Their rides really aren't the best, but they have the Disney characters. They have the clean, pristine environment. The characters don't talk when they're in costumes. I mean, Steve in the book goes into a lot of the things that they do so that you will say, this really is the happiest place on earth. So think about, they don't define themselves as an amusement park. They are the happiest place on earth. Another example that really strikes a chord is the American Girl doll. So Kelly is 26, and when she was 10, we took her to Chicago to visit at the time, the only American Girl doll store. And it is such an experience. They have a restaurant. They have where you can sit with a little whole, I can't remember what it's called, the little high chair, I guess it is, that your doll can sit in. There's a hospital. There's a hair lounge. To hairdressing, there's all kinds of things. So they are not just selling a doll. They're selling this whole experience that appeals to the parents because it's educational. Each doll has a history and a story, and you can buy all kinds of supporting material. The girls love the dolls because there are all these clothes and accessories and things that they want. Let me read to you American Girl's mission statement. And notice, I'm going to give you a big hint because the word doll isn't even in this mission statement. At American Girl, we celebrate girls and all that they can be. That's why we develop products and experiences that help girls grow up in a wholesome way while encouraging them to enjoy girlhood through fun and enchanting play. Nothing about a doll. So think about your own product and your own service. And think, okay, how can I package this? How can I present this in a way that it's not just the product? It might be how the product makes you feel or the difference it will make in your life. You know, transformation is a big, big word that if there's any way you could do that, use that concept. Of course, it's perfect for any type of diet and fitness. You know, we all love to look at those before and after pictures. And we all think about ourselves and put ourselves in that place. Okay, yeah, I feel crappy and I'm overweight, and look at this wonderful picture of after. That they're not talking about the ingredients in their product or really anything. It's just, okay, these are the results that you can get. So I'm wanting to talk about you and your business and what your Uncopyable advantage is. And if you email me, and I'm sure Cindy will follow up in an email, you can email me for a couple things. You can email me for the slides that I did for my presentation, so you can see all the pictures of American Girl, some pictures of the websites that look just alike, and these sayings. And I will also send you something that gives you a few questions to help you through this process of deciding what makes you unique. And the first one is, who are your moose? The second is, why do they buy from you? And the third is, why do they buy from the competition? And last is, what's your uncopyable advantage? A lot of people will say, well, people buy from me because they trust me, they like me, there's a relationship, you know. I mean, a lot of people are sophisticated enough to know it's not, you know, we've long passed price, quality, and service. Those are ante to get in the game. So they will say, okay, there are these other more intangible advantages, but if your competition can say that too, it's not a unique advantage. So really look at where you can go to make that unique offering a solution to your moose's pain, to their problem, and decide what your advantage is. If you can get into their head to the point where you know their problem, you know what keeps them awake at night, what they think about, worry about, and address that pain with your product, that would be great. American Girl and Disney have both marketed to both their market, their moose, and in this case, the moose's parents, because, you know, we took Kelly to American Girl Doll because they put, so quote, the vitamins in the cake. And she got catalogs in the mail, so they were marketing to her and to us. Same thing with Disney. She watched the Disney Channel as a kid. They were constantly promoting trips to Disneyland. They were showing these happy families, the result, how your family will feel when they are together at Disneyland, the bonding, all of the benefits. They market to the moose in a unique way that really got, that sold us, and it sold Kelly. So look at outside your product and service, be creative, and know your moose. There are other ways. If there's something different about you, even if it isn't necessarily an advantage, but it's something that really stands out, that can really work for you as well. Our branding color with the adventure is orange. And our books are orange. Our website's orange. We wear orange. Everything is orange. And we've had some amazing stories about people who see us or see the color orange, and they think of us. So if they see orange, it's orange as a trigger. Like, I'm hoping toilet paper will make you think of your target, market, your moose, and that you will think about what makes you different. Having something like a color is very, very powerful. So think about something like that. I talked about I'm going to be speaking to a chain of retirement centers. And they said one of the biggest problems that they have is that people will go and tour maybe 3 or 4 senior living facilities in a day. At the end of the day, they can't remember which was which. So it's not even a matter of getting down into the weeds of what is our uncopyable advantage. Part of it is just be memorable, be unique, be different, and don't necessarily make it about just your product or service, but make it about, your meaningful connection and how you provide a unique solution or, in the case of American Girl and Disney, opportunity that no one else can match. If you can do that, you have a huge advantage. And if you can do it the way nobody else does, you are uncopyable. So that is the end of my formal presentation, and I would love to get some questions. So Cindy can take me, take the rest of you off mute, and I do have a couple resources. As I said, you can go to uncopyablethebook.com to get that marketing diamond and some other resources. And I have another link for 25 marketing tips. If you email me, and hopefully Cindy will share that, but I'm K-A-Y at theadventure.com. I'll send you some goodies, including the link to get the 25 marketing tips and my slides.
Awesome.
Are you back on?
Yeah, thank you. I've unmuted everyone. So if you have ambient noise, you can mute yourself if you're not answering a question. But wow, thank you so much, Kay. You know what, I love these bonus calls personally. It's a little bit selfish of me, but at the meeting, there's a lot of things going on. But with the bonus call, I just get to take notes like everybody else and really focus. And I just got so much more out of your presentation this time, and was really able to really track your intention with your moose and, you know, thinking outside the box. And just I love your analogies, and I love all of the object lessons that you create around your talk.
Awesome.
So thank you.
Kay, this is Gail, and
I want to
concur with Cindy. My goodness, I love the message. I mean, it's just great because I'm guilty of going to the shiny new thing on
shiny object syndrome.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We all
and
are.
I love the fact of, you know, finding ideas that are not out there, creating your own box and finding a color that, you know, you can identify with and show off and be memorable. And, oh, my gosh, it's just that's great information. I'm certainly going to buy the book.
Oh, good. And seriously, you know, a lot of people love the idea of the color, but not that many have been bold enough to really do it. And I'm telling you, it's worked magic. If you're brave enough to pick a color, and every time you wear it, say, oh, you're the person in this, you know.
Should it be a bold and crazy color, or should it be, I mean, or does it just needs to match your personality, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the orange was kind of random in a way, because we had at one time letterhead that had one, the envelope was turquoise, and the letterhead was yellow and something else was orange. And Steve said, oh, this is too much. And he put them all in front of Kelly and said, which color do you like? And she said orange.
Oh.
So, I mean, I think it should not be beige.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, one gal I did a program for their group, and her company name was like Blue Orchid or something, and it was on her card, but she's like, oh my gosh, I should be wearing blue. I should have blue as my brand. I mean, I think as long as it's not a super muted color, you can pick whatever you want. And if you were to always have just a belt or a scarf or whatever, if you always had that color and you maybe talked about it and made everything congruent, I think people would notice it.
Hey, hey, and Cindy, this is Kathy Miller.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. I remember
Hi.
You.
Kathy Miller, Kay Miller. Sir.
Yep, we're the same.
And
we're Miller sisters.
Yeah, I have the book. I have kind of started going through it. But, hey, Cindy, this is just an idea, but everybody that's on this bonus call should show up at the next meeting with a color.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
well,
right.
You know what? I love that she said that, because a lot of times people will say, oh, you're wearing your colors. And it just so happens I love personally white, black, and red. Those are my colors. It just so happened I wore a dress with pink in it, but I normally wear red. And so for me, I'm not necessarily in like trying to be intentional about wearing my colors. They just happen to be my favorite colors. and I like wearing them. So I think that, you know, that's part of it too. Don't wear something that you don't like necessarily.
Right, yeah.
Or don't pick something you don't like, right?
But I'm going to pick a color. I think
that's pick a color. You know, and that's the thing is, you know, I have trouble with making decisions. And I think
a lot of
us do in some ways.
Yeah.
If you just pick one color that makes you feel good and that you like, you could do that. But I think, I mean, it would be really fun to see everyone wear a color. But I think, you know, it would be something you'd have to make a decision on and embrace. You know, like, you know, like Cindy, you know, last week I did notice that you had a really cute dress on, but it had fuchsia at the bottom instead of red, which was cute. But, you know, it sounds like you're already doing that. I would say be even more intentional. Make sure if you go out in an outfit with black and red or black and white, if you're going to be in, you know, networking or with other people, don't wear a different color. You know, make sure you keep doing that, because people will, you know, we've actually had people complain, where's your orange? You know, that's how much it ran. And when they get to the point where, you know, in this story, there's this mattress store in Houston, this huge, it's one of the biggest mattress stores in the country. And Steve had sent the owner a book. And then he went to a Houston Astros game and saw the orange, and he called us up because that reminded him of us.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm telling you.
I think it's great. So,
yeah.
Use it. Thanks, Kathy, for popping on. How about Chuck? Are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Chuck, you gave me a recommendation for a book that sounds like I will love it. Because becoming a category of one, which is basically what we're talking about. And sometimes you just need to hear these things in a slightly different way, or you need to hear them over and over, because we get, you know, we hang up the phone and we get back to life, and, you know, we kind of get back into our old habits. So I love reading this from multiple sources and you know, just cementing that in our minds. It's better to have fewer concepts and really remember and act on them.
Yeah, well, you know, interestingly, I found that book, and I owned my own small business for about 14 years, and I used that book kind of as my Bible.
I love it.
Becoming a category of one, because I was in an industry where there was a lot of conformity, a lot, and it was hard to stand out, and it worked. It really did work. That and another thing, when I was in the automotive industry, but I actually spent many decades in aerospace.
Oh, wow.
And so when I got into the automotive industry, I realized that it was a very archaic industry compared to the aerospace industry. So lucky me, having experience in aviation, I was able to bring a lot of innovative ideas from aerospace into the automotive industry.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, so, and you point that out in the book, that that's one of the things people should be doing, and I would say I'm living proof that, in fact, that's what you should do. If you're going to not be mediocre or just be one of the what do you want to call it?
One of the crowd.
You need to look out. Innovation's not in your industry, it's in other industries.
Right, and so there's a whole bunch of section of the book called Stealing Genius, and it's about innovation, and that you just boil it down really well. You look outside your industry, and you get ideas that, you know, because the common thing to do is when you're in an industry, you go to those meetings, you hang out with people that you meet there, you read the trade publications. Everybody's like drinking out of the same well. So if you can go to something totally different, I mean, go into Trader Joe's and say, what are they doing? It's not the, you know, I mean, they're doing a ton of things. I've talked a lot about Trader Joe's. What about Zappos? What about Voodoo Donuts in Portland? Patagonia? Yeah. Go to and see what they are doing to be so successful, and what can you steal and tweak and make it your own? Even Steve Jobs had a famous quote. He actually quoted Picasso and said, great artists steal. Okay, of course, they don't plagiarize, but they steal ideas from elsewhere, even nature, and apply, bring it back and apply to your business. But don't look at your own competitors for ideas unless you're trying to figure out what not to do. So, Chuck, would you say that the book Uncopyable fits very well with the category of one?
Yes, it does. I'm almost finished reading Uncopyable.
Good. It's pretty easy to read, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I like
read
about
it, too.
Yeah, it's very compact. I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
I like it. Flows well.
Review it on Amazon, please.
Oh, okay.
We've been at 72 reviews for about 6 months. And
oh.
I get it. You know, they're all 5-star reviews. Give it what you want.
No, I think it's well done.
Good.
You know.
Good.
So, you know, it's interesting you mentioned Zappos. I'm looking down here. I'm a big reader of business books.
Yeah.
And I see I've got Zappos, what's his name?
Tony Hsieh is how he pronounces it.
Hsieh.
Yeah.
And his book is called Delivering Happiness. How about that?
Yes, and I'm sure I'm in Steve's office and he is a readaholic, and I'm sure that he has that book. He actually took a group of clients to Zappos to study their culture.
Oh.
And met with them,
so, awesome.
He's a smart guy.
Wow. This is so exciting.
Zappos, I mean, have you ordered from Zappos before? Because I have,
well,
I can tell you that if you call them, someone picks up the phone. And if they put you on a hold, it's very brief, and what they do is they say, okay, while you hold, we'll tell you the joke of the day. And it's kind of like some dumb dad joke or something. But then immediately someone comes on the phone, and I've never done business with someone that gives that good of, you know, personal customer service as Zappos. They're just amazing. So they sell the same shoes as everyone else.
Don't tell me that. I buy online too much as it is. I'm going to sign off. I've got to go do something. So it was great hearing from you again, Kay.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, sister.
You bet. And I'll see Chucky. I'll see you on Friday. Okay?
Thank you,
yes,
Kathy.
Yeah, and I won't be there in July, so I'll talk to you guys after that. Okay, bye.
Well, you'll be missed. See you in August.
Bye.
So I wanted to explore something since we have a little bit of time here, Kay. And you talked about one of the examples was Disney and how they, you know, just like American Girl, you know, they were not, you know, really don't, their goal is not to be the best amusement park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their goal is to be the happiest place on earth. And that's their, they got really clear about that branding, and, you know, how to represent their culture. So I started thinking about Exceptional Connections. So I'm wondering if we could use a little bit of time and, you know, for Chuck and Gail can chime in because you know you're familiar with the Exceptional Connections culture. So with Exceptional Connections, I just decided years ago when, you know, ECN, Exceptional Connections Networking, and I'm, you know, right now I'm rebranding us to not just networking because I offered the skill shops, but we're also kind of transitioning to just Exceptional Connections as the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And then under that umbrella, we do the monthly second Tuesday Exceptional Connections Networking. And then I mean, the other part of that under that umbrella is the quarterly skill shops, the educational series for networking mastery skill shops that we offer. And of course, the bonus calls as well. So all of our offerings are under that umbrella. And early on, I had conversations with people who said, oh, you want to be a networking group? Networking has, like, such a negative connotation.
It does,
right? But I decided I didn't want to, like, dance around it. I wanted to embrace networking, and I wanted to put it, you know, with a twist, create networking with a twist, or just to, you know, create a more positive environment and embrace networking instead of saying, oh, no, we're not networking, which some groups will do.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, so Disney is not an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptional Connections is not networking. What would you say from your experience and using this model we are? I mean, what do we want to, how do we want to be known if it's not networking?
Well, you
does
know,
that make sense?
It does. It does. I don't know that I could answer that on the spot. My brain, we talked about our brains. I'm going to be 60 in a month. But
we're soul sick.
Yeah. So, I mean, even the word with a twist kind of struck my, you know, got my attention because there might be some fun things that you can do with that. I mean, as far as defining what you would want, you know, comparing yourself to the happiest place on earth, I don't have that umbrella idea at just off the top of my head. But I
that's where I'm just thinking, how can I apply what you taught us today? To just, you know, clarify our mission. And because I'm already doing it in terms of representing Exceptional Connections on my, you know, MailChimp invitation and stuff. We say we're networking with a twist. And what is the twist? So the twist is we teach networking skills. We, you know, we do the Exceptional Insight. We've created a puzzle wheel that basically helps you to navigate how to network. So anyway, just
One thing that pops into my mind is, which of the things that you're describing do other networking groups do? Because I don't think they do it as well as you, but some of them do things like teaching you how to network, connecting people, some of the things that you do. So I think one thing to do would be to write down everything you do, and then, you can email me, I can send you this. It's just basically a piece of paper divided down the middle. What you offer and what they offer. And then if they're the same, you would cross those out. So that would be one way to boil it down to the things that really do separate yourself. I would say there's an opportunity to do a before and after transformation, because I know that one of the gals in your group said that before she started attending, she was very shy and quiet. Remember that conversation?
Yes.
And she's gotten the confidence to, be a better networker. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you say the fact that I've never seen, and women can be just horrible to each other, that the women in your group are so supportive, down to the point where a woman who sells cosmetics complimented and endorsed another woman who sold another brand. Oh. That I've never heard in my life. Wouldn't you agree? Don't you think that's unusual?
Yes, it is. It's beautiful and makes me proud.
I know. Everybody in the room got shivers. Gail, are you still on?
Yes.
It was amazing. The gal, and I don't know if you're still recording this, but
Margie. Yeah, Margie is doing Mary Kay, so we want to acknowledge her for being
Mary Kay, and good for her. Mary Kay is a great, great brand. I told her I'm interested in connecting because I used it for years. I changed because one of my customers was selling Merle Norman, but I love Mary Kay. And I love Beauty Counter, which is the other company, and they have some really unique offerings. In fact, we use them as an example of building their own box, because they say they have a list of ingredients that they will never, the never list. So, again, it comes down to the mousse and what is most important. Both of those products are great, but how can you connect with someone? Well, I'll tell you what, Margie just went way up in my opinion when she's endorsed Beauty Counter. I mean, that was great. So there are some really unique things, and I don't know exactly how you boil that down and communicate it, but there's such a supportive energy in that group that I've never seen with another networking group. And we did talk about some of the pressures and the things that happen in other groups that are just really icky, and you don't have any of that. So, I don't know if it's something with a heart, which is, you're about the connection and faith and love and all that. Does that give you some ideas?
Yes, it does. No, thank you. And what I'm really getting from what you're saying is it's the process. I need to follow a process to get to that point, with the elimination and, like you say, comparison, only to not do what they're doing.
Yeah, if they're saying, you don't need to waste your time saying, whatever they're saying, you don't need to waste your time saying, I think.
Wow. Right.
I love that.
With a color, you can go pick any color you like. But with defining who you are and what your incomparable advantage is, it's going to take some time and some work, but it's so worthwhile. And, Cindy, you definitely have something that is unique and uncopyable.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That is very encouraging. And, we're taking our culture, our model to the next level. And so we want to do so very intentionally. And your feedback and model is just perfect timing. So
good. It's great when that happens.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It really is. And so, thank you for sharing from your heart, and also, sharing some things that we can all think about, in being able to position our business in a place that it will be memorable, so we're not going to be like those senior centers that people confuse with other
network.
Isn't that sad? It's kind of sad
injury.
And to think that you're trying so hard to get, you know, work on why you're better and all these little things, and like they can't even remember who you are.
Yeah. And it's true with realtors too. I've heard that in real estate that, you know, 3 years after a sale, even if clients are, you know, fully satisfied, they would give them a, you know, 5+ mm-hmm. or 10+ rating, whatever the scale is, but they can't remember their name.
Yeah.
You know, how sad is that? So we all want to be memorable and need to be memorable and position ourselves to be memorable. So great information. So we've got a little bit of time before we're up to the hour here. But I just want to give Gail or Chuck another opportunity. If there's any other just questions that burning questions that they would like to pose to Kay, this is the time before we close.
I just want to know your email again.
Yes, and Cindy, will you have that information with the call for people?
What I can do is I can post it on our Facebook, on our website. So
yeah,
that
would be great.
It's actually already going to be, it's already there. So when people click on your name to learn more, they'll go to your website.
Okay, great. So, but please, Gail, email me. So our company is called The Adventure, T-H-E, Adventure. So the Adventure.
Okay.
But, so, and I'm Kay, so I'm just K-A-Y at theadventure.com.
Okay.
So email me, and I will send you my slides. And anybody else who listens to this later, I will send you a link to get 25 marketing tips, which make sure before you pick which one to use that you learn about your moose. Because if your moose isn't on Twitter, you don't want to be there either. And go to and I'll include the link also to uncopyablethebook.com if you email me, because there you will find the marketing diamond and a list of words that you might consider to make yourself uncopyable, some other resources. So, yeah, shoot me an email for that.
So I will add to our website, because I did go to uncopyablethebook.com while you were talking, and you do have great resources here. So I will add that link on our website so people
Wonderful.
Can just click on it.
Yeah. Good stuff. And then buy the book.
Yeah.
On Amazon,
yeah.
It's $19-something, $19, I think.
Buy the book and read the book.
What's that? Great.
I said buy the book and read the book.
Oh, I know. Didn't I give you a book?
No, I did. I'm just saying, don't just buy it, read it.
Oh, yeah, buy it and read it. Yeah, I think I sent you a book a long time ago.
You did. You sent me a long time ago. So I'm going to actually go home I'm going
to
read it again.
And the Stealing Genius, like I said, we didn't even touch on that, but it's so powerful. It's a great way to get your radar up wherever you go. It's so amazing. Once you start noticing things, the whole world is a wonderful learning opportunity.
Well, I love the way you said steal great ideas but don't plagiarize, because I think that's why people don't, because they're thinking, oh, I don't want to do that. But, you know, there's always a way you can spin things, right, to make it your own, where you're not copying verbatim and plagiarizing, but you're just taking an idea, like even just the way you talked about Disney not being an amusement park, it just struck me, you know, that's it. I don't want to be networking as usual. I don't want to shirk from it.
Right.
Because I think that, I mean, I've been to so many networking events where people say, we are not a networking event. I'm thinking, what the heck? Why aren't you embracing it? Why aren't you redefining it? Why aren't you, you know, because I think then the focus goes on we're not. So then, but there's a void of what are you then, right?
That, you know, and that's a challenge to come up with that, because, of course, there's a power in saying networking, but they put you in a box. Even if you say we're the anti-networking, they're like, oh, networking. You know, our brain always has these shortcuts, which we need, but they're going to categorize you. You know, if you choose to have the networking in there, I mean, maybe you could even just do the initials. EC or something, or ECN.
Well, yeah, that's in a way where we are doing that with the umbrella approach. Yeah, but I don't want to, again, I'm not shirking from networking. I want to embrace it fully and, you know, kind of redefine it or put with a twist. But great, thank you for all the great feedback. And Chuck, is there anything you want to add before we close here?
No, I think that, Cindy, you should read the book. I think a lot of what we're doing, Cindy, here in the last year, year and a half or so, is actually in the book.
Well, I read it a while ago, like Christmas time when wasn't it after Christmas?
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah,
but
I think it would
mean a different, you know, there's timing, right? It's timing.
Yeah, so I read
right
it before, but
done, mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's time to reread it and with the new context. So I definitely will be reading it again.
Reach out to me. I mean, you've been so kind to offer to help me. And, you know, as you know, I'm working on the concept of a book, sales book for women, Uncopyable Sales. You offered to help, and I'm happy to, you know.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we are blessed to have you in our community, and we hope you'll come back so that we can continue to support you as you scale and grow as a speaker and author yourself. And, you know, just really appreciate you taking the time to come and share with us. And
it's been my great pleasure. Really, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And the opportunity to connect with your peeps. They're really awesome.
Well, thank you. We feel really honored to be attracting such amazing people to the Exceptional Connections community. So if you're listening to this replay, we hope you enjoyed it. And just in closing, Kay, you know, as you mentioned, our listeners can email you at kay@theadventure.com. They can go to they can email you, or they can go to the website.
Yeah, uncopyablethebook.com would probably be the best for this. Yeah.
Right. And any other closing ways that people can connect with you?
Well, if you're looking for a great speaker and you have a big budget, let me know. I have been doing more speaking, and I love it. So.
You're awesome. We really feel honored, and we appreciate you taking the time to not only come to Exceptional Connections and meet our community, but also to generously offer this bonus call. So we will sign off today, but I just want to say in closing, our upcoming Exceptional Connections Networking Luncheon is on Tuesday. We meet the second Tuesdays on July 9th, and Ann Bennett will be coming from Southern California to speak to our community. And I met Ann about 3 years ago, gosh, maybe more, maybe 5 years ago, at eWomen. And we've been just in touch over the years and just really excited to have her come and share with our community. So be sure to get registered. And any closing thoughts that you would want to share, Kay, before we sign off?
Oh, I think I've said my piece.
Okay.
You know, if you do, like, say, don't get overwhelmed by all of the things that I talked about. Just think about one or two that you can implement and use to make a difference. That's what I really, you know, my goal for this call is to just give you something you can act on. So I hope you all do, and I'm sure you'll be very successful.
Awesome. Well, those are great parting words, and I'll just close with, remember to make every connection an exceptional connection. So Cindy O'Neill Dady signing off from our Exceptional Connection June bonus call. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.